Welcome back to Farm Talk. News Farm Director Eric Johnson back from Farm Progress. And going to bring in Dwayne Bossy from Bolt Marketing, our buddy who's up to something. If he's not coaching a football team, he's watching baseball. If he's not watching baseball, he's helping somebody plant a crop or driving a combine. And then he also does work.
I don't know about that. I use that pretty lightly there with what I do.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, how have you been? Boy, I had a new appreciation driving through your neck of the woods. It was when we drove down to Iowa. First of all, let me tell you right now, Iowa's hotter than blank. Oh, my gosh, was it hot down there. And then somebody was telling me.
It was a hot week.
Now, you have to tell me if this is true, and I've heard this term before, but I didn't know exactly what it meant. What is corn sweat? They're telling me it was hotter in Iowa because of the corn sweat. So I'm like, huh? What? Is that humidity?
So technically, yeah. They say that, you know, it's so hot that the corn is producing humidity in the air, a.k.a. corn sweat. And, yeah, I don't know. My wife's from Florida, so she's got a whole different definition of humidity than we do up here anyway.
I would imagine. Yeah, down there you're wiping the humidity off of your arms. But so let's talk about markets. We have reason to be excited today. Is there anything that really stuck out for you? I mean, we had corn up, we had soybeans up, we had wheat up. That's usually like a small miracle in itself. But what was leading to the uprising in the commodities?
Well, the word from the floor, and this kind of makes sense, you can't really confirm it, but the word is that the managed funds at the beginning of this year put on some trades that were short commodities, so like selling corn, soybeans, wheat, like you just mentioned, and buying the stock market. And the word is today they were taking those positions off. And when you look at the trade, it's like, well, I guess that kind of makes sense, because if you're buying back a short position in grains, they go higher, and the stock market was down about 500 points. Mm-hmm. So that's what I heard from the streets, I guess.
That's like interesting.
I can't confirm it, but it kind of made sense.
Yeah, well, you know, there's money to be made, and right now, with the commodities down as low as they were, in fact, I was giddy to see soybeans above 10 again. That's how desperate I am for excitement for soybeans. Oh, but
absolutely, me too. I mean, really, corn, soybeans, wheat—they all made some nice little U-shaped channels on the chart. There's some people talking about harvest lows being in. I don't know. I want to believe it, but. We got some big crops still coming out there, and it's a little early for harvest lows, but it's up to those managed funds, like I first talked about. You know, if they decided they don't want to be short grains anymore, I mean, we will put a harvest low in, but I'm a little leery, if you can't tell from my voice. It just it feels like it could be a head fake, but I would sure use this pop to maybe sell a little bit of grain. Like you said, it's nice to see it seems about $10 again.
Right. Well, I got a chance to visit with a lot of growers down in Illinois and Iowa, and I know, I mean, I drove right through Iowa. I had never driven. I've driven by on the interstate, you know, going along the what would be the western edge. Never driven through the heart of Iowa. I have never seen any or that many soybean and corn fields in my life. And it was as far as the eye can see. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm a Minnesota kid. We got that in North Dakota, too, but not like Iowa. Holy cripe. That was endless. And so my question was, is it reality? Are we really as big? Are we going to have these bumper crops like they say with the USDA? And they begrudgingly said, yeah, they're thinking they're probably right. So we'll see. But, man.
I know. I think they are right. You know, there's also talk with the hot weather last week you guys had down there and the hot, dry forecast to end this year's crop cycle. And maybe we're taking a little top end off the yield, but it's from what level? Are we talking from USDA's numbers? Or are we talking from, like, those pro farmer numbers that were a little bit bigger for soybeans? So that'll kind of be the debate for the next couple of weeks until the next USDA report.
Yeah. Got about 30 seconds. I'm going to ask you this real quick. Bolt Marketing, how do folks get a hold of you? Actually, he's really good at what he does. I like to give him a hard time. But how do they get a hold of you? I bet he's got his screen propped up in his tractor right now, don't you? You probably got it open. You're like, oh, let's just move this over here.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah, you got to have a tablet open at least in your tractor. So, yeah, they can call us here directly, 605-448-2365. It'll ring in the office when I'm there or rings on my cell phone. Either way.
Very good. And 10 seconds or less. China's been doing a lot of buying, correct?
Yes, they are. They're saying they're going to back off, but watch what they do, not what they say. They've been buying a lot lately. That's a good sign.
And that is another part of this, and maybe some positivity that they're back in the market, whether they're an undisclosed location or if it's actually China. All right, I'll let you get back to work, and hopefully by next Tuesday you're using that other piece of equipment.
We'll see. Maybe.
Dwayne, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you soon. All right, coming up to the bottom of the hour, we are going to check in with Carson Klosterman, North Dakota Corn.